Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We want to talk about this so much. But we want to make sure we get everything in today. That's so exciting. You got to hear that again and again. God saying one more time, he's going to begin to gather people. People are going to be drawn to people who know God and love God and want to learn the ways of God. Revival, pocketed revival, is going to be happening. These glory zones, which we've been talking about, we've been seeing that. We don't have much talk time. Listen, next I want you to be able to go to Corinth, Texas. This is Chuck Pierce's ministry, where they begin to prophesy on November 15th about what's coming. And when you hear columns, imagine this, columns of an army kind of coming against their enemy's army. And he said, God says, I'm going to send column after column after column until this thing is dealt with. So yeah, there's going to be trouble. But listen to these words. Gideon's armies are going to arise. These are real positive words coming out of Corinth, Texas, Glory Design Ministries. Listen up.
For the Lord says this is not unlike when the IDF gathers before their war, before they go to war, and they begin to worship and praise and say unto God is our deliverer. The Lord says today you have stepped into a unity when you are facing the enemy that nothing but the praise and worship of the Lord God Almighty can stop. So the Lord said, rejoice. Rejoice in this place today, for you are fighting a war that only I can win. And you, we have more on our side than those that are against us. So the Lord says, rejoice. This is a war.
I'm going to start and then Marty will add to it. And the Lord says that the enemy has been bobbing his head up. And the enemy has been popping up in unique times around you. But I say I'm putting a sharpened sword like a machete in your hand. I'm giving you a new word, and the next time the enemy reveals his headship to you, you will chop the enemy's head off with that word. I say you have backed off from crying out and saying, I will be victorious. You have shut your mouth when you should have just shouted that God is with me. I say to you, this is a time that when the enemy shows his head, I will have a people who enforce the resurrection power that I have left for them in the earth.
And the Lord says, does not my word say, be not deceived, for God will not be mocked, and that which a man sows will he reap. And the Lord says, many have said, it's just about time, it's just about time, it's just about time. But I say today, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time. And I am releasing an angelic army to co-partner with my people. And the Lord says, you may not have seen, you may never have felt, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He says, from heaven today, I am surrounding my people with a host from heaven, and you have a power within you and coming down from heaven that the gates of hell cannot prevail against.
So I say, today is a divine exchange. I say, exchange your fear for faith. Exchange your timidity for confidence. Exchange your quietness for a bold declaration. I say today is a divine exchange, and my people will no longer align themselves and agree with the enemy.
So you're looking at, you know, just a house full of prophets prophesying and, you know, tongues interpretation, these awesome words about being bold, that the army of the Lord, the host, is more with you than it's against you. You know, you've been moving in fear. It's time to step out and begin to speak into that situation and be bold again, recapture your vision again, walk in confidence with the Lord. These things are going to be happening that we've been talking about in the previous program. They're going to be rough. But in the midst of that, we're supposed to be bold for the Lord and walking. That's when the harvest will come in. This is so exciting, and we want to get all of us in today. And we're about to have in a moment a prophetic word for 2016 from John Kilpatrick, the pastor of Church of His Presence and John Kilpatrick Ministries. And it's a very encouraging word. It kind of puts us, you know, in this place. And you've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.